Hello?
Hi, is this Nico?
Yes, who's this?
My name's Jamie. I'm the manager from Grill. I'm calling because you ate dinner at our restaurant last night, right?
Yes.
I need to confirm something with you. Did you have the chicken pot pie last night?
I did.
Okay. Did you happen to share it with anyone in your party?
No. What's going on? Was there something wrong with the chicken? Like, are people getting sick or something?
Oh, no. Sorry. We've just run into a little bit of a mix-up last night during a marriage proposal.
I don't understand what's going on. How am I involved?
Well, one of our waiters was told to deliver the ring to table 24, but the problem came in when it was delivered to another table by accident.
Okay.
We're just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any ring. There was no ring on the table or anything. I didn't get it. I didn't leave with it.
Yeah, I'm not. No, we're not accusing you of that. You wouldn't have seen it. But you may have eaten it because it was baked into your chicken pot pie.
What?
We are really sorry. Like, really sorry.
Is this a joke?
I wish. I really wish.
Who puts a wedding ring in a chicken pot pie?
I would say a romantic person.
That's not romantic, and I'm pretty sure I didn't eat it. I feel like I definitely would have noticed if I ate that.
See, I've contacted the other two people. There was only three of you that ordered the pot pie from last night. The ring was in one of those pot pies. And it just so happens,
oh my God,
I know for a fact that the other two people didn't eat the ring.
What do you mean you know for a fact? How do they know?
Well, we had them wait a little bit this morning, and then they did a little search and rescue effort in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Tell me this is not really happening.
I know. I am going to have to ask you, have you had a bowel movement yet?
Excuse me?
It's a $5,000 ring. I don't want you to flush it away.
Oh, my. He spent $5,000 on the ring, and then he baked it into a pot pie?
Well, we're the ones that did the baking. We would never let just some random person in our kitchen.
But you'd hand it to a random person, apparently.
That was the mistake. That one is definitely on us, but we are trying to make it right.
How many chicken pot pies do you think it's going to take to make this right?
I don't know if that's a riddle or a joke.
It's not a joke. This is serious. I might be 5K in gold sometime.
Well,
today.
It's actually, it was a platinum ring. So that's what I need you to...
Oh, big deal. I got a platinum ring. It's, I'm going to buy a platinum ring. I'm going to bake into a pot pie. It's how much I love you, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay.
Good gravy. Hope some guy doesn't eat it and it out. And you'll have that on your hand for the rest of your life.
I mean, that guy is you. That's why I'm calling. I'm going to need you to kind of dig around in your stuff and look for the platinum ring.
I'm not... He can come here and look for his platinum ring.
I'm getting the sense that you're a little angry right now.
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing to have to be involved in.
I know. I understand, and I am very sorry. I just don't think you would want to put this soon-to-be groom through that. I mean, he's already upset enough. He doesn't.
Tell this guy he should call off the wedding, because this is how it starts out.
Okay.
He's
going
to allow his symbol of his eternal love for her to be digested.
Again,
and I don't know if he believes in signs, but I take this as one.
Uh-huh. I think we all need to take a deep breath.
I'm afraid to take a deep breath because I don't know what's going to come out.
Okay. So here's the thing. When it does come out, I don't know if you have like maybe a pair of chopsticks lying around.
Do I have a pair of chopsticks lying around?
Well, that's what one of the other couples that I called earlier used. I had also suggested to one of the other men who ate the pot pie that you could just poop in a strainer, kind of sift for gold.
How about you bring the pot pie dish? I'll bake you up a fresh one, and we can bring it to that guy, and he can try again. Take another stab at it.
I don't really understand that recipe, sir.
Okay. This is funny. This is funny to you. I'm glad you and probably the rest of the staff are having a real fun time. This is serious to me, okay?
I know it's serious to you. It's very serious to me, too.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. It's because I have a hard time taking anything seriously. I actually work for a radio station. This is a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God, it's a joke. It's a joke. I'm sorry, Nico. My name's Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God, are you freaking kidding me?
No. This one I'm being serious about. Your friend Jack emailed us this morning. He said that you guys went to dinner last night and it was urgent. We had to do the phone tap this morning.
When you said put a strainer, I was like, is this you can't? Was that your idea or was that Jack?
No, Jack was all about the chopsticks. My personal opinion, strainer, much cleaner way to handle things.
Oh my God, the chopsticks. Tell Jack I'm never going out to eat with him again.
I'll let him know.